Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys. We've done that for over 30 years. We've helped injured victims put their lives back together again. And we share our experience and knowledge with you in these shows. We try to teach you a different injury subject each week to give you a chance to get a level playing field with the insurance company. Once you've been injured, you're in a fight, a war with the insurance company. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know what the rules of the road are. You have to know them, implement them, and then you can be successful with your injury claim. If you don't know them, you're just hoping. You don't want to hope. You can't hope and win in this business. You can't guess and win. You can't just muddle through and win. You must know what you're doing. And you know, it sounds kind of trite, but you must know your rights. But that's true. Very, very true. And if you come to our law firm, Bell and Pollock, you get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. And you know, we've preached it before. We've written a book on legal game plan. We trademark protected that concept and that idea. It's so, so important that you have a legal game plan, strategy, or strategies to beat and counter the attacks by the insurance company against you. And it's nice to have professionals on your side. You can't handle everything. So our telephone number, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, right? For a reason. We champion people's causes and claims, injury claims, against the insurance company. 303-795-5900. Today, we're talking about workers' compensation rights. If you've been injured on the job, and it's a whole new different system than the system involving motor vehicle accidents, car crashes, truck crashes, bike accidents, those type of things. So when you're injured on the job, you need to understand that they're going to fight you. You're in a war with the insurance company, the workers' comp insurance company, not necessarily, and many times not at all, the employer that you work for. So you're going to file a workers' compensation claim, and then, Brad, sometimes they attack liability by saying you really weren't an employee, you really weren't on the job, and that seemed pretty simple, but sometimes it gets very complex.
It can get very complex, and it can be difficult to determine at times whether you're on the job or not. Example, you have an appointment downtown, and you live in the suburbs, and you're getting ready to go downtown. You decide, well, it's morning and it's first thing in the morning, so I'm going to drive from my house straight downtown to the job or to the appointment I have for my job. Are you on the job when you leave your house or not? Are you on the job when you leave your house to go into work? If you'd have gone to work first and then headed downtown, were you on the job while you were driving to work? Probably not. But as you start downtown, are you on the job? As you drive from your home downtown, because now you're going a different route and you're going a different method and you get into an accident, are you on the job or not? Question, as you're driving down, let's say you go into the office and then you head downtown, or you go into your workplace and then you head downtown and you make a right turn, or as you're going down the road, you make a turn and you go a block out of the way to get a cup of coffee. And while you're getting a cup of coffee at your favorite Starbucks, you get in a crash or you get hurt. Are you on the job or not? Was that part of the work employment environment or was it not? What if you didn't turn off and you just stopped en route at the local corner coffee person to get a cup of coffee right there? Are you on the job or not? These are questions that are asked, and these are just very minor situations that come up. There's so many other situations that can come up as to whether or not you're on the job at the time the injury occurs.
That's one way they attack you. So they start attacking, just like in a car accident, we've explained to you, they attack liability, meaning who's at fault. Well, here they try to blame you. But the way they blame you, since workers' comp is a no-fault system, if you're on the job and you're injured, then you're automatically in the system. It doesn't matter if the accident or incident was your fault. So another way to attack, how do they attack you? They, as Brad just said, that you really weren't an employee, you really weren't on the job, you weren't on the clock. You took and in the law it's called a frolic of your own. Let's say you're a salesperson, you're on the job, you're traveling, and you decide to go get a present. And so while in mid-morning you're going to go get a present, you're going to go shopping, so you're on a frolic of your own. Then you really weren't an employee at the time. Then you really weren't in the course and scope. Those are the magical legal words, course and scope of your employment at the time. Therefore, since you weren't employed at the time, since you weren't on the course and scope of your employment at the time, we're not going to pay you anything, period. So they file a general admission of liability. Listen, you're injured on the job. You report it to your employer, mandatory reporting. You have to report it to the employer. And don't just do it verbally. Then they're going to file, they're going to decide if they're going to fight you on liability. So you're going to look for a document entitled a GA, General Admission of Liability. It's a white form. So there you're going to see if they're going to contest compensability, contest you're an employee, contest you were on the job or not. And you get the General Admission of Liability. And Brad, we've said many times that the General Admission of Liability, you look at it, and they're only going to admit, listen carefully, they're only going to admit to the very minimum they have to, which means, okay, we'll admit that you were injured in the course and scope, you were injured on the job, but we will only admit that we owe you medical bills and expenses and nothing else. We're not going to admit you were injured. We're not going to admit you were personally permanently injured, and so that's how the fight starts.
I've seen so many times when the general admission of liability is actually misleading to the client or misleading to the person who receives it. They think they're getting something good. Look, they admitted they're responsible. Look, they admitted they're going to pay my medical bills. Look, they admitted this, they admitted that, and they think it's great. What they don't understand and what you need to learn about workers' comp is that general admission of liability is a very dangerous document. It can limit your rights. It does limit your rights. It limits what you can do. And you only have so much time to act in response to receiving that document. If you sit and wait, you're facing a potential and a problem that you're now losing rights that you might have otherwise had. So it's very important. It's not like it's a sneak document. It's given in every single document. It's given in every single injury. It's given in every single case. But it's so important for you to look at it and for you to actually have an attorney look at it, go over your injuries, go over what's going on in your life, go over what the medical care has been, go over what the job is, go over all these things and discuss it with a lawyer right away so that you understand that you're not going to lose those rights.
You need to get to an attorney early. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. Or you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. You can email us. You can contact us. You can come in for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. You must know your rights. You know, one thing we preach all the time is that this area of the law, my workers' compensation, your injuries on the job, is micromanaged to an extent you would not believe. There are not hundreds. There's thousands of rules and regulations and statutes. This is the only area of the law that I'm really familiar with that where the statutes micromanage the situation. Usually statutes are in a broad form, sweeping context, language form. In the workers' compensation area, they are micromanaged. And they have deadly deadlines for you. If you don't meet them on some of the phases of this workers' comp claim, you're going to lose. You're going to be barred forever and permanently. That's why we do this show. Okay, so now you've reported your injury to the employer. You've got a GA, a general admission of liability. Where are we now? Well, they say you've got to go to the company doctors. Who do you think these doctors are? Who do you think? You have a workers' comp insurance company, and they're not going to just send you to doctors that don't try to see things their way. Do you have to go to the doctor? Do you have to go to the company or insurance company doctor? And the answer is yes. But Brad, let's talk about that a little bit, because there are procedures in the new law where you can request a change, but you have to go to these doctors, and you need to visit with an attorney, preferably before you do.
Once again, it's a good idea to learn what you're getting into and know what you're getting into and understand the system. And in the work comp system, the employer has designated a doctor in advance as far as where you're supposed to go or who you're supposed to go to in the event you're injured. Now, sometimes for some employers, they only designate one doctor and that's who you get. Other employers will give you a list of doctors that you can choose from that have been designated in advance. Normally, these employers aren't picking these doctors. Large companies are, but the smaller companies are usually relying on their insurance company. And normally, that's Pinnacle Insurance Company, but they're relying on their insurance company to give them a list of doctors that they should send their employees to. Now you've got these employees having to go to one of these listed doctors or the doctor the employer chose. If the employer doesn't give you that list or doesn't have a doctor designated, normally you're supposed to have that list and designation. You're supposed to know in advance of an injury if you ask for it, or it should be posted somewhere, then you get to pick your doctor. But I would venture to say probably 80 to 90% of the companies out there have a doctor that you already have to go to, because if the employer, he or she themselves didn't do or didn't pick, the insurance company, and Pinnacle is very strong on this, has already designated the doctors they want you going to.
You need to understand this is a fight between you and the insurance company. Sure, sometimes on the papers, the pleadings, it shows your name, the company's, your employer's name, and the insurance company, the workers' comp insurance company. But understand, this is a fight. They filed a claim. This is a fight between you and the insurance company. You and the insurance company. Therefore, you must know their strategies to beat them. You can't just hope and guess. You must know your strategies. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. 303-795-5900. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. We currently have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, and Steamboat Springs, and we do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. We can help you put your life back together again, to protect you, to help you and your family. Bell and Pollack, Champions of the People, will be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-799-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollack, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollack legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollack, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. You're listening to Gary Bell and Brad Pollack. We each have over 30 years of experience. We've been in business since 1984. We were lawyers before that. We've been in business with each other since 1984, helping injured victims like you. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. And if you're in the mountains, you can come to our Steamboat Springs office, or we can come to you. It's just that easy. We've done cases all over the state of Colorado for over 30 years. Today, we're talking about workers' compensation and injuries. And so you're injured. You reported your injury to your employer, and now they sent you to a doctor. So you have the right to go to your own doctor at any time. It's just that workers' comp's not going to pay for that. You can go, but you're going to have to pay for it. Maybe you have health insurance. Maybe you pay out of pocket, but you can go. Maybe people sometimes want a second opinion. These doctors you go to, I mean, there are good workers' comp doctors, but there are some really, really bad work comp doctors. They don't have your interests in mind. Their job is to get you back to work. And sometimes they try very hard to minimize your injuries. What if this is going to affect you for the rest of your life? What if you're a construction worker, a landscape worker, a coal mine worker? You have low back injuries. How's it going to affect you? Right? And so you understand, and we've written a book on this on workers' comp. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and we laid out all the traps, the ones that you could fit into the book. There's others that you can fall into. You need to get the book. It's free, championsofthepeople.com. But let's talk about this. So you go to the doctor, you get treated. So the procedure and the process after that is you treat, and then they try to get you to what's called MMI and get you to a final admission.
Right. The doctors will try to get you to an MMI and final admission. And obviously, if the doctor is more insurance company prone or employer prone, the doctor may try to get you there or claim you're at MMI or able to get back to work much sooner than you might think. Why are they doing this? Well, let's get down to the basics. While you're not working, you're entitled to 2/3 of your average weekly wage to be paid through the insurance company or through the work comp system. So obviously, the sooner they can get you back to work, even if it's with restrictions, they can start cutting into that money that's got to be paid. If they get you to MMI, that's maximum medical improvement. That's where they say this is the best you're ever going to get. Then they're putting you in a situation where they can try to reduce or even stop entirely the medical care you're getting. So the doctors obviously want to get you to that system, to that situation, especially if they're on the approved list of some of these insurance companies. Now, the doctors have to do a special certification to be able to be work comp doctors. It's not just being a doctor and just say one day, here, I'm going to be a work comp doctor and hanging out your shingle. They have to go through certain certifications. So they've got to be certified to be a work comp doctor. They have to understand what the disability ratings are. They have to understand what they can do and what they can't do. And they have to be prepared and understand that they may be called upon to testify, to give opinions. They may be called upon to give written statements, and they may be called upon to interact with the lawyers and the people in the system.
I mean, so if you don't know your rights, if you don't know the rules of the road, if you don't know these micromanaged rules in the work comp system, you're heading for a complete disaster. Do they, you know, and the biggest myth in this business we preach all the time is that, you know, I've been injured. Myth. I've been injured. Surely some insurance company is going to pay me and protect me and pay me because that's what insurance is for. Right? Wrong. We've said that so many times in the car accident. We do a lot of car accident cases. You know, surely some insurance company is going to pay me. Well, surely they're going to fight you. This is a war, but you can win this war. But to win it, you first have to understand your rights. So that now, that's not such a trite statement anymore, is it? You have to understand your rights, the rules of the road, what you need to do and what you don't need to do. Ask yourself the question. These doctors are trying to get you back to work. You don't feel well. They gave you certain restrictions. Can your employer violate those restrictions? No. Do they try sometimes? Yes. Right? So you need to understand those rules. What about your future? What about your future? The doctor, you go through this process, you're going to treat and treat and treat. Maybe you go to therapy, maybe get injections, maybe you have surgery, maybe you don't. Okay, so you go through the treatment, and then they're going to declare you. This is important. Let's say you went through months of treatment. Now they're going to declare you. The doctor is going to say you're an MMI. That stands for Maximum Medical Improvement, MMI. That means you're as good as you're going to get. And now we're going to rate you. And your rating, the rating they give you governs how much money they're going to pay you for your disability and what your future holds. And in a minute, we're going to talk about future medicals. They're called, in our business, they're called Grover Medicals. But Brad, when you get a rating, you can fight the rating. You can get what's called a DIME, a Division Independent Medical Examination. The lingo is DIME, D-I-M-E. And you can fight this. You don't just have to take their position. You don't have to take these doctors' opinions because many of them are not favorable to you.
Well, that's exactly right. If you don't agree with the medical rating or with the rating that's been given to you by the doctor who's been treating you, the dime is available. Now, that doesn't always mean that you're going to get a better rating or that you're going to get something better. You stand a risk because, once again, you're going to use a division doctor, and it's a division IME, so they're going to give you a choice of three doctors. The other side gets to strike one, you get to strike one, and that leaves one left. That's the doctor who's going to be doing the dime and is going to give an opinion. Sometimes that the three doctors you have to choose from aren't very good doctors for you. Yeah, you're not going to be happy with them. You're going to go, these are defense-oriented or insurance-oriented or employer-oriented doctors that you're going to be very unhappy with. But the situation is, at least you have the opportunity to get this done. It's going to cost you money because you have to pay for the dime. And there's a chance at reimbursement depending on what happens with the dime. But the problem is that you're going to be in a situation where you're taking a risk. The workers' comp system is set up to give you immediate medical care and to give you immediate reimbursement for time lost from work once you've, I think it's set up to make sure that you're not going to lose more than a few days of work at best. And I think the rationale behind that was to say, look, we want to make sure injured employees get paid and they get medical care if they're injured on the job. But at the same time, we want to cap the potential exposure that employers, the companies have, so they can stay in business, so they're in a safe situation.
Right. So certain things should happen automatically. You should get your medical bills and expenses paid, but you're going to go to the company doctor, right, or doctors. So you got to keep an eye out for that, and you have to know your rights. That's why you're going to call an attorney first. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900, that's 795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's been that way for a long, long time. We help people, their families, individuals. All right, so your wages ought to be paid automatically, but if they're not, 2/3 of your average weekly wage if you can't work it, but if they're not, you can set it for an expedited hearing in front of the workers' comp division, because these are supposed to be paid immediately and automatically by statute. So there's a violation of the statute. Your medical bills and expenses are supposed to be paid automatically. Okay, but your permanent impairment, your physical injuries, your anatomical injuries are not automatic. They're going to fight those. Sometimes they fight the wages. As we said in the beginning of the show, sometimes they even fight whether they owe you any money at all. Any money. And so, but your injuries are important because they're affecting you now. And if you have a low back injury, a neck injury, understand and know this. The two major divisions, and there's many, many nuances of this, but the two major divisions, if you injured your hand, your arm, under the work comp system, they're going to call that, and you're going to be rated for a limb rating. That means you're not going to get as much money as if your whole body was affected. If you're injured in the arm, the neck, and the shoulder, that starts to affect the, quote, whole body, end quote. Those are the legal words. So the work comp doctor wants to push you legitimately into a situation where you have a limb rating and you get less money. Well, what happens if you're not going to be cured, if it's going to affect your arm, you're a worker? What happens if your low back is injured and you're not going to be able to recover? You need to understand this. Now, we're going to start covering some traps that are in our book. You can get our book free at championsofthepeople.com. You can call our law office at 303-795-5900 or Steamboat Springs 970-870-8989. We'll be glad to send you a copy, or you can download an e-copy free from our website, or you can get a hard copy. Get a copy of our book. Brock, one of the biggest traps, people don't realize that you're a worker, and you see a sign over there, we've had 381 work days free of any injury or incident. And you wonder, what is that, right? Because sometimes these companies, and we know who they are self-insured. Listen to this. They're self-insured. They send you to their own company doctor right down the hallway, and you think, wow, that's pretty good. But they don't open up a formal work comp claim. Therefore, there's no WC work comp number. Therefore, they don't have a reported injury, and they've got safe work days. And you need to be able to fight that, and you need to be able to understand that's one of the traps. So another trap is that, you know, suppose you were injured previously in a previous work environment. You had a low back injury, and now you got another aggravated low back injury. Can you recover? Sure you can. And so that's another trap. The traps are in our book. They're at championsofthepeople.com. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, get a free copy of the book anytime. You can also get a hard copy of the book. You know, one of the traps we were talking about was you're injured on the job. You report your injury. You go to the doctor, and they give you restrictions, and your employer violates the restrictions. So, Brad, let's talk a little bit about that, because when the employer violates your restrictions, what do you do?
And, you got to be ready to document that the lawyer violated the restrictions, because you're not safe from being terminated. You can't be terminated because you made a work comp claim, but you can be terminated for failure to do your job. And when you return to work, failure to doing your job when you get back to work. And if you're back with restrictions, and if the lawyer says they've made the accommodations for you, then you can be terminated if you don't do your job correctly. The employer is not stuck with you and has to keep you under all circumstances. So when you come back with restrictions of, let's say you're not supposed to lift more than 5 pounds, and the employer is giving you stuff that you're going to have to lift just as part of the job, that is this 10 or 15 pounds, you've got to document that. You've got to identify it. You've got to talk to the right people to make sure you're stating, look, they're putting me back on the job, giving me things to do that I can't do. I'm not going to get the work done at the end of the day, and they're going to hold me responsible. I'm going to lose my job, and that's going to be a situation where you're going to have more problems.
I tell you what, you can get all of our traps, all of the traps that we put in the book. There's more than that. We couldn't fit them all into the book. But you can get a lot of the major traps that you're going to fall into in the work comp system. You can get an explanation of your rights under the work comp system in our book. It's free. It's on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can call us, 303-795-5900. You can call us in Steamboat Springs, in the mountains, 970-870-8989, and we'll be glad to give you a copy of the book. We'll be glad to send you a hard copy. We'll be more than happy to meet with you, to give you a free initial consultation where you won't be hoping and guessing things will come out okay. Because if you do that, they're not going to come out okay for you. You have to understand the rules of the road. Bell & Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell & Pollock. We have an office in Steamboat Springs. We have offices in Denver. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. You can contact us anytime, 303-795-5900, 970-870-8989. We are your champions of the people. We'll see you next week.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798 6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them. to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.